day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Come on, let's push back that pillow, push back those covers. Let's find a praise on our lips. Come on, let's wave our hands in the air. Let's find ourselves on our knees. Let's find ourselves in an atmosphere and with the attitude of praise and worship. I don't want no rocks crying out for me. Before a rock cries out, I'll push past my sleepiness, my headache, my tiredness. I'll push past it and push myself toward a praise. I'll push myself to be toward a thanksgiving. I'll push myself to be toward a hallelujah. That's my testimony today. If that's your testimony today, come on and celebrate the Lord. I know it's early, but it's never too early to clap your hands. It's never too early to do our dance. It's never too early to speak well of him. It's in him that we live. It's in him that we move. It's in him that we have our very being. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. No, I am not Elder Joseph, and certainly I'm not Co-Pastor Lakeisha. I am Elder Kevin Brown, and I bring you greetings from the House of Healing DMV. I am stepping in today. If you're expecting to hear one of them, please come and join another week, and they will be back to fill these shoes. I thank them, first of all, for the opportunity to carry this assignment and for their confidence in me. Won't you do me a favor? You know we have accountability partners at the house. Why don't you go ahead and send a text to your accountability partner? Maybe you got a friend or a coworker that you've been witnessing to. Go ahead and send it to them. You can use this these calls as an excellent opportunity to witness and to share the goodness of the Lord. For all first-timers, you've never been on the call before, you don't know what to expect, listen, this is not going to be long. I'm going to give you back your day. I do not have a long word, and I will not be praying all day. We're going to just have a quick, brief word from what the Lord gave me, and we're going to talk about talk to the Lord in prayer and consecration this morning. And today, we'll be using our Bible. So, yes, you are going to need your pen. You are going to need your devices. You will be needing those items today. You will be needing your phone. If you pull up the word on your phone, or you will be needing your Bible, you will be needing some paper so that you can take some quick notes and you'll understand this in a moment. First, let me start by shouting out the very best pastors, I believe, on the earth in the personage of Elder Joseph Brown and Co-Pastor Lakeisha Brown. I shout them out. I know that if we were all together, we would all be trying to run and give them hugs and everything like that. But we send our love to them. We send our prayers to God on their behalf, and we continue to send words of encouragement to them. Really, really quickly, let me give you the house observations and announcements. You know today is HOA DMV Day. That is our day of consecration. It has three components, this being the very first component of it, in which we call our time of empowerment or the empowerment call. It lasts for about 30, 40 minutes, no more than 40 minutes, and it's our time to lift up an extract from the Word of God. And today, while you're flipping your Bible, go ahead and turn to Psalm 52. Turn to that right now. So you'll be there when I get there, all right? Today, there is definitely a day of consecration, so we are definitely fasting all day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., nothing but water, juice, and tea, nothing but water, juice, and tea. Go ahead and make the sacrifice. Go ahead and watch God bless you as a result of your obedience. This is our time of unity. This is our time of sacrifice and our time of consecration. So go ahead and do that. And for those of you that customarily make your way to the sanctuary or online for Bible study, There is no Bible study and prayer and Bible study this evening. You have the evening to yourself. So after 6 p.m., you can eat. But I want you to please join me in consecration. Go ahead and, yeah, if you're just joining, go ahead and text your buddy. Go ahead and send and wake them up and tell them to get on the line. Go ahead and do that really quickly. Lastly, let me talk to you about what's happening on Sunday. Most of you already know that this year, Pastor has launched fifth Sundays, where we do Bible study. I'm sorry, where we do Sunday school. We will be having Virtual Empowerment Sunday School this coming Sunday from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. This is an excellent opportunity to use to witness. Maybe you can't get somebody to come to church, but it's only an hour, so it can be open. There is a list of classes. We have opportunities for our youth, and we have three classes for adults to choose from. These platforms will all be on Facebook and on our YouTube channel from 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning on this coming Sunday. And then you'll take a quick break, and then you'll join back at 11 o'clock where we will reconvene and go ahead and have our worship service, all virtual, no in-person attendance on this coming Sunday. Please let all of your friends know that we will not have any in-person attendance on Sunday. Well, again, I want to shout out to all of my family, all of my friends that joined tonight, definitely my royal priesthood family. I absolutely love them. They are gifted to both the house and to me personally. Let's look at Psalm 52. Let's look at Psalm 52. You know we're journeying through the Psalms, and our time will not let us do what we call a deep dive. But the Lord has given me something to encourage you by today. So go ahead and grab Psalm 52. And for sake of brevity, I will not be reading it. I'm going to go right on into my word and keep us moving today. I know sometimes we go ahead and read the whole psalm. I'm not going to use that approach. Later in the day, when the Lord has your full attention, I pray that you just take a moment and really, 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 really focus on our scripture today. Today's title is Triumph Over Talebearers. Triumph Over Talebearers. T-A-L-E-B-E-A-R-E-R-S. Talebearers. Mm-hmm. At first glance of this passage, you may be confused about what is really going on. And to add fuel to the fire, you may be wondering how this title really applies. Well, for a better context, I invite you to 1 Samuel chapter 21 and chapter 22. In your cross-correlating, supporting, foundational reading. That's 1 Samuel chapter 21 and chapter 22. Just take a note. Don't do that right now. For the easiest clarity, I recommend using the Message Bible for this exercise, or one of the more contemporary, easy-to-read translations. That will help you understand the historical context for Psalm 52. From your further studies, you will find that Doeg was an Edomite from the ancient kingdom of Edom, whose people were hostile to the Israelites in Old Testament times. In addition, Doeg possessed a high office over the servants of Saul and was considered a mighty man, according to Psalm 52, verse 1. And while the psalmist David acknowledges the evil that Doeg boasted in our opening verse, he immediately contrasts it with recognition of the perpetual goodness of God. And let me park here quickly to encourage you this morning. I know we say it all the time, I know we repeat it from the pulpit and on the line, but just for emphasis, maybe it is a first-timer on here. Maybe you need to be reminded of it. Maybe you need to hear it again. Listen, don't let nobody, no supervisor, no family member, no ex, don't let no court, no government agency, don't let no health condition, no situation, no circumstance, don't you dare let nothing shake your foundation, belief or core, to the point where you can't recognize and say God is good. I think, in fact, you ought to just go ahead and say it right now. I know if we were in the sanctuary, I would say turn to your neighbor and say, but if you can't do that, the least you can say is God is good. Let that be the first thing out your mouth today. God, you are good, and you're good to me. You're good to my family. You're good to my situation. I can't stop there, because once you start talking about how good God has been to you, you will get stuck. And you will find yourself in a season and in an area of praise and worship that you probably did not originally anticipate. According to our text, Doeg was exceptionally evil. He was so evil, the text records four traits he possessed. Consider verses 2-4. As I highlight his flaws. I already began to look at and research each one of his flaws. I don't have time to do it. I got stuck on it this week. But listen, first flaw was he loved mischief. Second, he was deceitful and a liar. See what the Bible says about liars. Look at it. Third, he loved evil more than good. And fourth, the Message Bible says he was a gossiper with a foul mouth. Lord have mercy. Please don't get me stuck on the foul mouth or the gossiper. I know you are wondering, where does the triumph over the talebearer come in? I'm so glad you asked. Doeg is the talebearer, and because of his lying and mischievousness and deceitfulness, Saul had him kill 85 priests. You have to read the backstory. It's good. It's better than any miniseries. The backstory is good. Allow me to lift today from Psalm 52 three triumphs that I see in the text. The first triumph I see is in you. Say, the first triumph I see is in me. You? Yes, you. Maybe you didn't physically kill anybody, but you possessed, exercised, exhibited one or more of the traits Doeg had. I'll just be honest. I'll put it all on me. Maybe everybody came and saved, speaking in tongues, and always been consecrated. So I'll just talk about Kevin today. I'll just be honest this morning and say, I know I did. To be transparent and testify, I confess and admit I wallowed in sin far too long. And I kept God on hold way too long. But God, in his infinite mercy, was long-suffering concerning me. So, yes, the first triumph I see in Psalm 52 is in me. I see it in you. The second triumph that I see today was in David, right? If you take your notes, it's quick. It's really easy. The first triumph, so you write me. The second triumph, you said, you write David. Check out verse 8, and it reads, I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. When I began to do my research on the color green, when I began to redo my research about olive trees and about the oil that comes out the press, there's enough there to really study. Look, it says, it goes on to say, I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. All that's in verse 8, the whole thing in King James Version. There is so much symbolism and imagery in the verse alone, you could encourage yourself the rest of the week. I know I plan to. Yes, I continue to do my deep dive this week. Beloved, I want to remind you that you are divinely placed. Our God has orchestrated your steps to the house of healing or to this call, to your place of employment, to your placement in your family, and he has extended mercy far beyond what any of us deserve or truly give him credit for. Let me just say that one more time. Our God has extended mercy far beyond what any of us deserve. I put myself goes to the top of the list. And or that we truly give him credit because he has extended great mercy unto us. I'm moving quickly. And lastly, the third triumph was in God. Yes, in me. Yes, in David. But utmostly in God. Check out verse 9 when you got time later on. It reads like this in the King James Version. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And you know we have danced many times over God has done it or God has done it again. Y'all know we believe in giving God the credit that he's rightfully due. Think about what your done it is. Family, my praise to him is continual because any victory and every accomplishment was done through his hand. Today, we celebrate and we commemorate our triumph over talebearers, thus our lifting and exegeting of Psalm 52. Let's pray. Eternal God, our Father, we, your children, take a moment to bow in your presence. We come to say thank you this morning. Yes, thank you for last night's rising, but thank you for this morning's rising. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. And thank you for strength. We must thank you, God, for grace and mercy. We recognize that any accomplishment, any material thing, anything that was on our hopes and dreams list that came to fruition, it was done by your mighty hand. And so we come today to say thank you. We thank you today, O God, for what we call spiritual growth. We thank you, O God, that we are better this year than we were last year. We thank you, O God, that we have triumphed over the enemy in numerous ways. And we give you all the credit. We thank you, God, because you put up with us, O God. You've been long-suffering in our life. You've waited, and you've waited, and you've waited, and you've waited, and you've waited. You've been patient with us, kind Father. And so today we don't want to take it for granted that we did it on our own. You waited for us, and we celebrate the fact that you waited. We come today unified in prayer. We come today, oh God, lifting up those things. According to your word, it tells us to cast our cares upon you because you care for us. And according to Isaiah, you told us to hold you in remembrance of your word. We do that on today. You said in your word, no weapon that is formed, that materializes, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Just the A clause. It's not going to prosper. It's not going to overtake. We celebrate the victory that when people talk bad about us, when the enemy plotted and schemed against us, when we were stuck in our own self. You got us out, oh God. You didn't let foolishness triumph over us. No pitfall, no obstacle, no barrier kept us from being all that you desired us to be. We come today to say thank you, oh God. We then say thank you, oh God, because you say in your word, if we walk upright before you, no good thing will you withhold for us, oh God. We admit that we haven't been perfect, oh God, haven't dotted every I, haven't crossed every T. But today, oh God, our mouth, oh God, our life, oh God, our desire, oh God, it's all that brings you glory, all that you would find it and be pleased with on today, oh God. And so today we stand, oh God, according to your word, oh God. We stand, oh God, as vessels, oh God, as empty pitchers, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would refresh, oh God, that you would revive, oh God, that you would stir up the gift according to what the word calls it, oh God, the gift that you have given us, the gift of the Holy Ghost, oh God, the gift of comfort, the gift of strength, the gift of knowledge and wisdom, oh God. We speak it into this day, oh God. Come forth and manifest through us. In the name, Lord Jesus, we come today, oh God, not today, not to be selfish, oh God. We know someone, oh God, needs you greatly, oh God. The situation in Buffalo, the situation in Texas, oh God, we set aside us, oh God, and we intercede now, oh God, for every soul that's connected, oh God, to that situation, every family member, every coworker, oh God, that holds both communities, oh God. We lift them up even now, oh God. We, again, pull down the spirit of Python. We pull it down in the name, Lord Jesus. You told us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. You told us that greater work shall we do in your name and by your power. And so today we come against the enemy. We stand as vessels to be used, oh God. We know not the day nor the hour when you shall return. We know not the day when you shall call us home, oh God. We don't know when we leave today and we'll make it back. So we ask today, oh God, that you get us ready, oh God. Anything, any situation, any mindset, old or new, habit, old or new proclivity, old or new, unholy alliance, unholy desire, old or new, we throw it on the fire on today. We call you down to our altar on today, oh God. Won't you receive us on today? Won't you hear us, okay? Won't you respond, okay? I know, God, that you knew this would happen, and you knew that we would need strength, oh God, to make it through this season, oh God. So we come to you for strength, oh God, and we come to you for comfort, oh God. We ask that you would bait our tongue, oh God, that we could be a ready writer, oh God, that as we witness and send encouragement and send strength to others, oh God, that don't know you like we know you, oh God. Fix our mind and fix our lips right now, oh God, that we speak words of encouragement that lead people back to the importance of having a right relationship with you, oh God. We celebrate today, oh God, the fact that you listen, the fact that you respond, the fact that you are here. We celebrate the fact that you are alive and not in the grave. We thank you, oh God, for your shed blood, oh God. We thank you for the avenue of prayer, oh God, and the communication that we have, me to you and you to me, oh God. I take a moment on today, oh God. I call into your remembrance, oh God, two of your chief choice vessels, oh God. I call into your remembrance Pastor Joseph Brown and Co-Pastor Lakeisha Brown, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you would once again stir the angels, oh God, that you might send forth all that they stand in need of, O God. Won't you visit their home, O God, and visit their vessel, O God. Restore, replenish, O God. In the name, Lord Jesus, let nothing be lacking, O God. Let, O God, fresh fire and fresh oil come forth out of those vessels, O God. We as shepherds, O God, they as shepherds and us as sheep, O God, we listen for their ear and we follow their cadence, O God, and we take the daily, we take up the arms of our Moses and we hold them up in prayer, O God. We undergird them collectively and unified. We say, kind Father, won't you reach their house, O God, reach their vessel and meet every need, O God, meet the spiritual need, meet the emotional need, meet the financial need, meet, O God, the physical need, meet any need, O God, that we know of and that we know not of, O God. We undergird them, O God. I take the moment to bring the house of healing DMV to your remembrance, O God, that small branch of Zion, that small branch of believers. We come today, O God, to place a blood covering over, O God, everything connected to it, O God, every member, O God, every former member, O God, every member that's yet on the way, O God, every member that's hustling about joining, O God. We stand, O God, and we plead the blood of Jesus upon their life. We plead the blood over the building. We plead the blood over the musical equipment. We plead the blood over the sound system. The blood be over the seats and the chairs. The blood be applied over the pulpit and everything connected, O God. We call it all holy. We call it all clean. We call it all consecrated. We call it all for your use, O God. In the name, Lord Jesus, we come today, O God, and we ask, God, that you would continue to visit us and continue to respond, O God. You have done great things for the house. And so today we ask, O God, that you would come, O God, every Sunday, every Wednesday, every time we get together. We call in souls, O God. That is our mandate. So we continue to call in souls, O God, from Capitol Heights, O God. We call them in from Maryland, from PG, from D.C. and Virginia. We call in souls, O God. Not just church membership change. We call in souls, those that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, those that got one foot in and one foot out, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we stand at the gap, O God, because your word says the strong in Christ should bear the infirmities of the sick. And so we undertake and we take on the banner. We take on the assignment to plead the blood and to call forth souls, O God. We call saints out of sin. We call sinners out of sin. We call forth consecration. We call forth holiness. We call forth sanctification. We call it forth in the rise up and be evident. Rise up and be great. Rise up and be magnificent in our children, in our spouses, in our bloodline, in our co-workers, in our community. Rise up, kind Father. Won't you not just speak to me, God? Won't you speak through me to them, oh God? Fix my attitude that every time they see me, I'm giving you praise. I'm not a gossip. I don't have the foul mouth. I'm not full of evil. I'm not full of malice. Take those things that may try to creep back, that I may slip back into, that occasionally I might dabble in. Take the desire. Take the stronghold. Take the seed away in the name, Lord Jesus. We thank you, kind Father, for always being our prayer answering God. And we come today to bring you our day of consecration. God, won't you clean? Won't you fix? Don't just rearrange the furniture. Throw out the dirty stuff. Throw out the dirty mindset. the dirty attitude, any area of depression, any area of despondency, any frailty. We throw it out in the name of Jesus. We come hungering and thirst for righteousness. I hunger today for a right relationship with you. Not that I get the big head, not that I wear the big collar, but that your name be glorified and that the people of God might be encouraged in the name, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, we call you in to convict afresh our private sins, hidden sins, occasional sins, little weaknesses, proclivities. We throw them on the fire today. A loose lip in the name of Jesus. Some seasons we've been Doeg. Some seasons we've been a talebearer. Oh, kind Father, forgive us for not being all that we should be. I take a moment to speak through everyone who got up early to join this line. I got up early to talk to you about my prayer partners, my family, my siblings in Christ, those under the blood, those that are not under the blood. God, I recall you back into remembrance. Don't let me get to them and they not be there. Don't let me look around and they not be there. Fix right now, God, whatever you got to fix, do it, God, right now, God. If it's more work in me, God, do it. If it's something I got to give up, do it, God. If it's something I got to change, do it, God. Don't let me be the blockade to them seeing you and accepting you as Lord and Savior. Oh, kind Father, because we're not going to get together tonight unified for prayer and Bible study. Won't you, kind Father, stir up the gift? Won't you, kind Father, give us clear understanding when we read your word? Let us not shut it down so quickly. Let us not, oh God, get tired and sleepy. Let us carve out time to pray with our siblings. In the name, Lord Jesus, I come today crying out, the blood prevail, the blood prevail, the blood prevail. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Almighty Father, won't you prevail? Won't you move? Won't you speak? Won't you manifest? Not self. Not harboring it all for myself. Reach, oh God, we pray just for a moment for the young in Christ, for the babes, God. We pray, oh God, that you continue to wait on them, oh God, that you continue to be long-suffering, oh God. According to your word, you come that we might have life and have that life more abundantly. And so today, we speak. We speak life. We talking about spiritual life. We speak it into sisters. We speak it into brothers. We speak it into nieces and nephews. We speak it into sons and daughters. We speak it into God children. We speak it into co-workers and bosses and directors and agency and department leads. We speak it, kind Father, into uncles and aunts, grandparents, great-grandparents, those people that have a former godliness, those folks that don't have a steady walk, those folks that cannot properly articulate what they believe and what they know. We call forth a fresh visit for them, fresh revelation, fresh oil, fresh, oh God, visits in the name, Lord Jesus. And God, because we can't stay on this line with you all day, because we can't stay, because some folk got to go to work, somebody got to go into the office, somebody got other things they got to get done. I come and I come, I come to close this prayer. I come to close this prayer. Yeah, God, just say thank you one more time. Thank you for putting up with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you for waiting. Thank you, thank you, thank you for every gift, spiritual and natural. Thank you, thank you, thank you for another day on your earth. We come, not selfish. We come, we come, oh God, I gotta go, y'all. I gotta go. I can't stay here. I gotta go. I thank you, kind Father, for this opportunity to extract this word and drop seed. All my sisters and brothers, may it come forth. May it spring forth. This is my prayer today. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. And amen. I release you back into your day. I release you back into the rest of your day. Be blessed. And don't be a talebearer. You got triumph over your past life. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.